So today my post is going to be on my favorite time of the week as I lie back in bed, kind of being lazy and just enjoying it. That's right, it is the weekend. Did you know that the weekend as we know it wasn't really even acknowledged until about 1938? I believe what was passed in was the Fair Labor Standards Act, which generally set, for most people, 40-hour week work weeks with 2 days off. Of course, that doesn't always apply, and it's kind of applying less and less in these days. They said in the article that I read that in many businesses, they are actually reducing the amount of hours that people work, and every time there's a reduction, there's actually an increase in per capita income. So many people are saying that we should get that weekend count, that hour count, all the way down to about 25 or so, if people could still be paid roughly the same as they are now, because by having free time and having work-life balance and time to sleep and all of that, it will motivate employees to work much harder and be much more productive, which to me kind of seems like it makes sense. Although, they said that the big drawback to that would be that in developing countries where those regulations may not necessarily be established, you could have people working 50-plus hours or so a week and possibly beginning to exceed us economically. I know me, I know I have to work 40 hours a week and all that right now, but it's so exhausting. I mean, all of us aren't cut out to be 9 to 5, or in my case, 7 to 3, 20 people. And so it's just like, I'm a night owl. If I could do things where I wanted to, I would function probably from 3 a.m. to 11 a.m. That would be my sleep time. But, because I can't, I just have to kind of schlep through these days and feel horrible and tired almost all the time. And I just can't change it. I can try to, but my body won't allow it. So I'm hoping that somebody does something soon about that. Here's to a happy and joyous weekend. Bye-bye. In this quick bit, actually the weekends differ based on your religion, of course, because Friday is the Jewish holy day. Friday is the Muslim holiday. Saturday is the Jewish holiday. And Sunday is the Christian holiday. So in the U.S. and many generally, Christian nations, it's Saturday and Sunday, and a lot of nations in the Middle East, it's Friday and Saturday. I thought that would be an interesting little factoid, too. Bye-bye.